Well, today millions stand up symbolically against poverty all over the world. What is happening around the globe today? Which events will take place, for example?
There are countless number of events taking place all over the world. They started yesterday on Friday the 16th of October, which is the World Food Day, continuing today and tomorrow. Today is the International Day Against to End Eliminate Poverty. For example, let me look at events that took place last year. Last year, 116 million people stood up against poverty in more than 100 countries. We are trying to match it this year and maybe even do better.
One highlight this year will be the plan that radio stations more or less at the same time play the Bob Marley song?
Correct. Get up, stand up for your rights. And the whole notion of the campaign, Stand Up Against Poverty, which was set up and started by the Millennium Campaign, is to remind and mobilize hundreds of millions of people and millions of people to urge their governments, the world leaders, to fulfill the promise.
Well, that's also my next question. What is the effect when millions stand up, but that's it? Is that symbolical act supposed to contribute to end poverty, and how?
We live in an interconnected world, and people and leaders are sensitive to what people think. When we know that last year 2% of the world's population stood up to remind leaders of their promise, I think people should and would take notice.
Can you tell us a bit more why this year's the stand-up actions are focusing particularly on the situation of women worldwide?
Well, one of the MDGs, Millennium Development Goal targets, talks about empowering women and gender equality. No development can be complete without the full empowerment of women and taking their proper role in the society.
Are there steps made forward at that time, actually?
Well, if we look at majority of the world's poor are women, and women are the first to be affected when development does not happen and actually goes backwards. In the other indicators, when you look at school enrollment, usually it's a higher rate of enrollment for boys and less for girls. If you look at politically, there are much less political representation of women in parliaments and participation in government. So I think focusing on women and women's rights is about correct.
189 countries have agreed to end the most severe poverty in 2015, like hunger, inequality, environmental degradation, and so on. But that seems totally unrealistic for 2015. The gap between the rich and the poor is rather growing, particularly since the economic crisis. Should there not be a more realistic goal for 2015, and which could that be?
I think the goal is achievable. If you look at the numbers, the number of people living under $1.25 a day went down from 1.8 billion to 1.4 billion. Actually, the figures is from between the years 2000 and 2008. True, the effects of the economic crisis will hinder and slow the progress. It is estimated that in 2009 alone, 55 million to 90 million more people have been thrown into poverty because of the economic crisis.
You have been in several functions working for the UN. Also in Cairo, you worked for the information service there. How do you think in the third world this Action Day is perceived?
We have noted globally that the largest participants in the stand-up have come from developing countries. When I was in Egypt, 1.6 million people participated in 2007 and 17 million participated in 2008. And in other countries in the world, you're talking about dozens of million. In Europe, unfortunately, the participation has been in the thousands or tens of thousands. And I think this is what we want to encourage, more participation in developing countries, in developed countries rather than just developing countries.
How do you consider Austria's contribution to the Millennium Goals? Austria is only spending 0.4% of its budget on development aid, for example.
I think Austria is one of the major contributors in terms of percentage for the population, and 0.4% is less than the OECD target of 0.7%. However, it's above the average from ODEA countries, which is 0.3%. And we would urge, of course, that that figure and percentage is increased.
There is also an event in Austria at the Museumsquartier today. What is happening there? Do you know?
Yes, it's an event that is organized by Global Responsibility, which is an umbrella NGO organization with the support of the Millennium Campaign. Hundreds of people will gather in the Museumsquartier, and there'll be music by Brazilian groups and Brazilian artists. And hopefully many young people will go there and participate in that event.